My name is Dave.
All right, perfect. All right, so the current special is online.
Washing and dryers comes in the units and all that stuff too. The washing and dry hookups.
Yes. The basic appliances will be included in most of these properties. And if you will have your own furniture, you will be able to save some money monthly, okay?
Okay.
So let me just quickly introduce both of us, the partners waiting on the line, okay? And hi, Chris Specialist. Yeah, this is Mike from Cheap Rentals, agent ID 10772221. I have my client with me, Mr. Antoine. It's A-N-T-O-I-N-E. And Mr. Last name is Graves. It's G-R-A-V-E-S. His cell phone is 980-701-1516. He's looking for a place to rent, and I'm already working on some listings of the properties for him. Now he needs your help to improve his credit so he can get qualified for a place.
You said what?
He do mention
you good?
That he was...
You good?
All right, so he's with them. Yeah, so can you please assist him further?
I sure can. Go ahead and transfer him over. I'll take him from here.
Thank you. And Antoine, you cannot talk to the specialist. He will be assisting you with your credit. And don't be worried about the listings. I'm working on it. And we will be keeping in touch through text shortly after this call, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you both have a very blessed day. You cannot talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Antoine. Graves?
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Yes, sir. I'm doing just fine.
Doing just fine, okay? Well, let me see if I can turn the day around, Antoine. It's making better than just fine. How's that sound?
Hey, that'll be great because I'm homeless.
You're homeless right now? Well, that's why we're on the phone right now, okay? Don't worry. I got you, okay? That's why we're here to help you out. Let me ask you.
Okay.
How soon are you looking to move?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible? Okay, well, the people you were speaking to right now, the other agents, they're working on a listing of housing options for you. They want to make sure your credit's not the reason why you get denied, okay? That's why they transfer you over to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know why, because my credit ain't no damn good.
Okay, I understand. But at the same time, here at the Credit Pros, we can help you improve your credit score and also help you achieve your goals, whatever you were trying to get into, to a home or anything like that, while you're improving your credit score. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see. Now, what was your credit score the last time you looked at it?
Last time I looked at it, it was around about 530, 540, something like that. It was on the low end of the spectrum.
What was being reported as a negative account? Pay payments, collections, medical bills, student loans, car repos.
Payment, a little bit of everything. The payments not made, slow payments, balances, a little bit of everything.
What we are going on today, okay? So now, I understand you're looking for a home. Are you homeless? Are you living with your aunt, your uncle? What is it?
Yeah, I'm homeless, man.
I'm sorry to hear that. I've been there before, too, myself, sir.
I was in Charlotte working, but then, I got separated from my wife, so I had to come back home. So then I'm back home now. I can't even find a damn nowhere to live.
Don't worry. I'm here to help you with that. All right?
Yeah, my damn credit's so fucking jacked up. It's ridiculous.
Are you currently employed at the moment?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. Where are you working at?
I work on an apartment complex.
Well, I'm glad you do have a job, okay? It makes me more of a trustworthy person, okay?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to be. It's just so hard, man.
All right. Look. What are you trying to get into? Do you need a backyard? Do you have any dogs? Do you need a garage?
No, what's
your goals?
No dogs. No, I just need a 2-bedroom for me and my son. That's it.
2-bedroom for you and your son.
Bedroom.
All right.
Yeah, 2-bedroom, a bath and a half, or whatever, bath, you know what I mean? Living room, den, whatever. You know, backyard be okay for him, too. So, you know, I just need somewhere to live to go.
All right, no problem, okay? Well, based on what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now is your credit score being at a 540, okay? So, we work on improving every aspect of your credit score, all right? So, what we'll do next, go ahead and take the stop pull of your credit summary. That way, we can get an update, look at your credit score and those negative items. When we do this, this is going to be a courtesy pull. It's not going to affect your credit score in any way. And we also use special technology to protect your information, just as your bank would, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you could just please confirm me what your first and last name had a pierce in your government ID.
A-N-T-H-O-I-N-E. Graves.
There's an H on your first name?
Yeah. H-O-I-N-E, yes, sir. A-N-T-H-O-I-N-E.
Okay. Also, your phone number is listed. Also, your phone number is listed as 980-701-1516, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Also, go ahead and provide me with your zip code.
The zip code?
Yes.
24541.
That's going to be in Ripon, West Virginia.
No, Danville, Virginia. 24541. Hey, what's going on?
Danville, all right. What's your mailing address?
Josiah, in the laundry room. But yeah, look at that. Huh? That's what you say?
Mailing address.
I can't even say what you say. Mailing address? I don't have one, but I can give you somebody that I know that I'm related to.
In Danville?
Yes.
All right.
265 Winslow Street.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and provide me with your email.
It's antoineg4850@gmail.com.
It's going to be your first name?
Without the H.
Without the H?
A-N-T-O-I-N-E. No, without the H.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then G?
There's no H in my email. G, yep. 4850.
gmail.com?
What, the dryer right here? Oh, the dryer. Oh, that's a billionaire. You tell me the dryer for the apartment?
Go ahead and provide me with your yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
Go ahead and provide me with your social security.
(224) 084449.
Date of birth?
11-2-1970.
11? All right. I'm just going to ask you for some security questions. Now, these questions are just to make sure this is your credit score, not someone else's, okay? All right, so now look. If this question does not apply to you, it's going to be simply none of the above, too, as well. So now, which of the following bank do you have? Do you have a bank account with Saturday Bank, Naples Bank, Hunter Bank, Citizen National Bank?
You said what now?
Do you have a bank account with Saturday Bank, Naples Bank, Hunter Bank, Citizen National Bank?
No. Ain't nobody home because the apartment's right here. I gotta get the key. Ain't nobody there.
All right, so now look. Did you have a car loan in May 2021? You said no.
Huh?
Did you get a bank account in May 2021?
Bank account in May of 2021?
I'm pin.
Huh?
Yes, May 2021, Ampler.
Yeah, I got a bank account. Yeah,
damn. No, it's not a bank account, sir. It's a car loan. Are you listening to me right now, sir? Because I'm repeating myself. All right. So now what's going on?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You talking to me or you talking to somebody else?
No, I'm talking to you, sir, but you're doing something else in the background. I can hear.
Yeah, I'm on my cart. I'm on my golf cart.
Okay, so now did you have a card loan in May 2021, sir?
Yeah, I got a bank card in 2021. Yes, sir, I did get one, but I don't know what bank you're talking about.
I'm asking if you had a car loan, sir. Bank? A car loan, sir.
A car loan.
2021
a
May.
Car loan?
Yes, sir, a car loan.
Oh. I might have, I don't know, yeah.
How much was your monthly payment on that?
It was, what was it? Two or some change.
Two and some change.
Then I lost. Then I lost my job right there during the pandemic. The pandemic was that's when I lost my job. Yep, sure did. Yeah.
All right, sir. So now. Were you currently appreciating working at Western Medical or Lakeshore Diagnostics or Blue Premiers or Sam's Club?
Blue who?
Blue Premier.
Blue what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would get Blue Premier. Bluestone Premier. Not Blue Premier, Bluestone Premier.
Okay. All right. So now, did you live on Winslow? And what street was that in?
Danville, Virginia.
Okay. What was that in? Was it in Rustburg, Hurt, Danville, or Forest?
Danville was on 265 Winslow Street in Danville.
All right. Awesome. Please select the county for the address you provided. So that address you provided us with, what county is it in? Is it in Danville City, Caroline County, Pulaski County, or Page County?
Well, it's in Pennsylvania County. Danville, Virginia is in Pennsylvania County.
All right. All right, it's just loading up right now, all right? So now look, Anthony Graves, I'm pulling up your credit score. It's at a 568, okay? Now that is considered a low credit score, okay? I'm gonna tell you the truth, though.
No, I'm right there.
What's that?
I'm over here. Yeah, go ahead, sir. What you say?
So now, don't worry, okay? That's why I'm here to help you with that, okay? Don't worry, all right?
Okay, all right.
So now, let's take a look what's going on it, okay? It's 568. Still considered a low credit score, sir. But let's see what's affecting it. Sometimes things affect your credit score that you didn't even do. Things that you do are misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so just give me a minute, okay? So now, let's take a look. All right. Numbers of hard inquiries. We'll start with the hard inquiries. There's six of them, okay? This would be the amount of times somebody's ran your credit score in a hard pull and you were denied, okay? Six times. Also, on your total accuracy on minor delinquents, you showed three of them, okay? This would be the amount of times that you've been late on your payments 30 to 60 days, okay?
Yes, sir. That would help, okay.
Also, on your total numbers of major derogatory trend line, you're showing one of them. This would be past due payments, 90 to 120 days. All right?
Yeah.
Also, yes, on your total amount on percentage of failure delinquent, on that one, you do show 50%, meaning 50% of times you're late on your payments, okay?
Yeah.
Also, it's a total amounting collection of $0, okay? This would be the amount of times that you've been owing companies, third-party loan companies, or anything like that, and there's nothing on there. You haven't owed anybody any money. Although you are showing one repossession, this would be the amount of times they took a car away from you because you weren't able to pay it off.
Yeah, that's why I said that wasn't there. I lost my job and they came and took it. Yeah.
All right. So we got you on that. So now, numbers of foreclosures. Okay, you have zero foreclosures, meaning you haven't had homes taken away from you or anything like that because you weren't able to pay it off. So very good on that.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to get into a home, right?
Yes, sir.
Also, let's take a look right here. You have a total amount in numbers of trade or delinquent of one of them. This would be the 30 to 90 days late payments, and they're usually on charge-offs.
They're using charge-offs?
Yes, late payments.
Oh, okay.
One of them. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let me ask you something. Let me see. Give me 1 minute, okay?
All right.
Everything going good for you today? Anything exciting going on for you?
Say what? Yes, sir.
Anything exciting you got going on?
Hey. Nah, I'm okay, sir. Go ahead. All
right. Okay, I show one negative account right off the back. Okay, that I can tell you where it's coming from. It's a Valley Star Credit Union, I think.
Yeah,
in 2017.
Union, yes,
so that's what we got affecting you right there, right?
Okay.
All right. Let me see what's going on here again. Let me see.
But see, I've been paying them too, so they've been getting money.
So they've been getting money from you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been paying them.
So now if you've been paying them, you got to make sure they don't have it as you owing them money. So we'll take care of that for you too, as well, right?
But I don't know how much is all together it is right now. But I've been paying.
All right. All right. All right. Not a problem. So now let's take a look here, right? Now that we've mentioned all that. So the goal here at the credit process is to strain through credit. That way you can achieve your goals. In order for us to do that today, the first thing we're going to do for you is we're going to go ahead and provide you with your own unique client portal. That's going to be an app on your phone. That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You can also see what negative items we are working on, what negative items we have removed, the different opportunities for you and your credit score, and all your financial tools to improve your credit score, okay? Let's talk about this, okay? On the tool side of the story, okay, you do got access to the Loan Wizard tool. I do suggest you to work on your credit score. That way you can get more and better options, okay? But that's where you can find the third-party loan companies that might be willing to work with you at a reasonable interest rate and payment options, okay?
Okay.
So now there you can apply for that possible loan from $1,000 to $100,000, okay? I suggest you work on your credit score. That way you can get more and better options, okay, too, as well. So you have access to that. You can apply from $1,000 to $100,000, find a third-party loan companies.
I put them over there. See
their upfront interest rates, their payment options, see what the best interests you. At the same time, you don't want to be in the same situation again, getting transferred over to people like us again, right?
No, I do not. No, sir. No, sir. No, I don't want to keep on repeating this.
I like what I hear. So now, what we're going to do for you is we're also going to send out the target disputing letters that are going to be challenging every one of those negative items, meaning anything you were to identify to us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, or unverifiable on your credit report, it's going to be forced to be removed. Now, when we do this, it'll be done with all three credit bureaus at the same time, not one by one like in other companies, all three at the same time. That way we can get it done and over with, okay?
Yes.
At the same time, we also work with an FCRA law, which is a Fair Credit Reporting Act. That is a federal law that allows to dispute those negative items, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, look, also, let me let you know, too. We're also going to provide you with the Treadline because you are currently employed at the moment. Now, that Treadline is not a credit card. You're not going to be able to pump gas in your car with it. You're not going to be able to use it at the grocery store with it, nothing like that, okay? All their purchases have to be strictly made on their website. It's called the nationalcreditdirect.com. Where there you can purchase anything from like electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, appliances, furniture, etc. So now, the whole purpose of that line of credit is for you to establish a good payment history month after month on the credit bureaus to help you boost up your credit score. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Also, at the same time, we're also going to provide you with another thing here, okay?
Okay.
We'll provide you with a credit builder benefit because all credit scores are based on 35% of your payment history. So now the payments for the program, it's also going to be reported to all three credit bureaus month after month. The thing is that to them, it appears like if you was getting a loan, even though you're not getting money from the credit pros, what it's actually doing for you is helping you attract the lenders, creditors, and businesses when they see that possibly reporting your credit report every month and that you're being approved. Because once they see that you're being approved, you become a more trustworthy person to pay back a loan or anything like that on your credit.
Okay. And I've...
All right. Say that again?
Yes, sir. All right. I hear you. I hear you.
Let me okay. Your... So now, also, look. At the same time, there is a fee for the program, okay? Today, we can go ahead and get you started with a $30 discount if we were to get enrolled for the full amount, which would be $119, okay? It's usually $149, and then $119 month to month. No long-term obligation. You're going to pay us to go for the service, not a contract. So once you have the credit score that you want and you're satisfied and you accomplish all your goals, you can just go ahead and opt out and the possible reporting will just continue, all right? Now, if you're not able to do that initial fee for me today, I can also get you started for just $12.95 if you're paying with a debit card. And after 14 days, do that, okay?
Yep.
Go ahead and provide with the card number and the expiration date.
106? Isn't it all in the office? Yeah. Okay. How much is it?
I can go ahead and get you started for $12.95 today. And after 14 days, schedule for the initial payment of $12.95 today.
Okay. And what's the, so you can sign up for today or just do, because I don't have it till next Friday.
You don't have it till next Friday?
Yes, sir.
What I'll do then, I'll go ahead and save your information for just $1, okay? And then schedule for the initial payment on Friday to get you started.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead and provide with the card number and the expiration date.
Let me see. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 4403. It's a Visa. 4202884198. And the CVV number is 598. Expiration.
Hold on. It's gonna be 598.
598. Yeah. It's the CDC number, CDC.
Expiration date?
Expiration date is 8/20/826.
826. All right, so now saying that your card number is not correct. Let me see. Go ahead and tell me your card number one more time. Or you want me to repeat it back to you?
Yeah.
All right, it's going to be 4403-9342.
02-88-4198.
One more number, 8.
Yeah, it was 8 behind the 9, yeah.
Good job. Okay, so we'll go ahead and save your spot for the $1, okay? When we call you back on Friday or you want to call us back, we get the ball rolling. Easily, and we don't have to go through all the questions and everything else again, okay?
Okay.
All right, partner. Look, partner, sometimes we forget that we have money in our bank account. Do you care if I go ahead and do the $12.95? We're not going to overdraft you.
Huh? Nah, you can't do it right now. Yeah, not right now. Yeah.
Not a problem. I'm going to do it for $12.95. I'll do it for just a dollar. Don't worry. I'll do it for just a dollar. Don't worry.
Okay. All
right. Once the payment is accepted, then your initial fee of the 149 is going to be on May the 4th, and then your month-to-month fee will start on June the 4th of 149. Do you have any questions before I save your spot for $1?
No.
I said to go over a credit card disclosure. I need your authorization in order to save your spot for $1. Okay? Standard procedure to get the card resulting in decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We're not going to overdraft your account if the funds are not available. So now, once we process the payment, I'm still going to be transferring you over to the auto credit advisor A so he can verify that we enter everything and everything is correct. Okay? Is your credit card unlocked by the moment? At the moment? Is it unlocked? Is it good to process the payment?
No, it ain't locked. Don't worry.
Not a problem. Here it comes.
Okay. Yep, I got it.
Okay, there it is. Yep. Okay, congratulations once again. We successfully processed your enrollment for $1 to save your spot on our system, okay? An advisor will be calling you to make sure that we get access to everything that we discussed and everything else on your client portal, right? In the meantime, just be on the lookout for that email from the credit pros, okay? So I'll be still trying for you over to our credit advisor A so we can verify that we answer everything that you inform me with, okay? And it's correct. Going up for the transfer. I'll be transferring you over now. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you for choosing the credit pros, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.